Good morning again. I'm so honored to say that I am the pastor here. I'm Pastor Alicia Wood. Good to see all of you. Today is All Saints Day. It is a tradition that goes back hundreds of years. And John Wesley, the founder, father of Methodism, loved All Saints Day. He spoke about it at least twice in his journal. So we know how much he really loved All Saints Day. So as I was looking through some material, I found on the United Methodist Church website this quote: "Retelling these stories grounds us in our history. These memories teach us how God has provided for us through the generosity and sacrifice of those who have come before us. The stories of the saints encourage us to be all God has created us to be." When we lose someone, we're sad. With All Saints Day, we have the chance to remember the person and all we have learned from them. Maybe even their quirks or their kindness or how they taught us about love. We have a chance to remember time spent with our loved ones. Today, we have a chance to reflect on our own life and make decisions about our own time here still left on earth. And this quote up here is from a song that I love. It's called "Time Well Wasted" by Brad Paisley. "It was time well wasted, and there's no way I'd trade a few more things I could have crossed off my list for a day that I'll never forget." So there's never time wasted when we spend time with our loved ones in the here and now. Sometimes it's hard to imagine what happens when one dies. This text here from 1 Corinthians may bring some explanation and comfort from the Apostle Paul, who wrote this letter to the house church in Corinth in the middle of the first century. Even though he wrote this letter almost 2,000 years ago, it still applies to today. I hope you can see the text. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12. "Now we see but a poor reflection in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know more fully, even as I am fully known." This is kind of like when you get out of the shower and you want to use the mirror. For me, I want to blow dry my hair, but I can't, because what happens when you get out of the shower and you try to look in the mirror? You look. I know something's in there, right? And then you might try to wipe it off. That doesn't help either. Still, I know I see me, right? Well, that's what it's like when we try to see God or listen to God or find God. We know God's there. We can see God kind of through, or hear God kind of through a cloudy mirror, but it's not clear. And Paul tells us in this text that when we leave this place and we're with God in heaven, it will all become clear. And that last part, "even as I am fully known," meaning God knows us. God isn't looking through a cloudy mirror at us. God knows us. Sometimes it's hard to... How blessed are our loved ones who have already passed? Because it already makes sense to them, because they are now able to see God. The song "On Eagle's Wings," which we'll read later, lends us the image of our loved ones rising up to rest with God in heaven. And this text, I can see you, but I can't see. "But those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will rise up with eagle's wings." And this comes from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. I'll close with a video that expresses a sentiment that one day we will meet God and our loved ones in heaven. This song is sung by Brad Paisley again and Dolly Parton, and I love country music. I know not everyone loves country music, so listen to this Beyond the Country tune. All Saints' Day honors our loved ones. How blessed we are that love extends into this life and beyond this life.
When I get where I'm going, on the far side of the sky, the first thing that I'm gonna do is spread my wings and fly. I'm gonna land beside a lion and run my fingers through his mane, or I might find out what it's like to ride a drop of rain. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, there'll be only happy tears. I will share the sins and struggles I have carried all these years, and I'll leave my heart wide open. I will love and have no fear. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, don't cry for me down here. Gonna walk with my granddaddy, and he'll match me step for step, and I'll tell him how I've missed him every minute since he left. And then I'll hug his neck. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, there'll be only happy tears. I will share the sins and struggles I have carried all these years, and I'll leave my heart wide open. I will love and have no fear. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, don't cry for me down here. So much pain and so much darkness, this world we stumble through, all these questions I can't answer, so much work to do. But when I get where I'm going, and I see my Maker's face, I'll stand forever in the light of His amazing grace.
Amen.